You're watching Dip TV Finance. Me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And joining us in the studio is Federico Bentley from Ayondo. How are you doing today, Federico?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Good. So you have five slides for us. What's the first one? What are we looking
so
at?
The first one is just going to go through FX professional, new trader. He's got around 4 months track record. And I think I just sort of want to outline some risk that is attributed to his performance. He's only got, obviously, not much track record, and he's got a risk score of 9 there.
Yep.
And we sort of base that from 1 to 10, 10 being highest. And it looks sort of at your maximum leverage ratio, current leverage ratio, unrealized losses, maximum drawdown, and just sort of your career level. And he's got a lot of followers already. He's got, 619 followers, probably more today. So I just want to sort of go over the risk that he is adding to, the performance, He's trading mostly FX, if it's euro dollar, cable, a bit of some sort of US indices. But the stake size that he is adding each trade is fairly high. Sometimes it varies from 20, 30 pound a point, and it jumps up to sort of 100 pound a point. It's very rarely, but we've seen this on sort of dollar yen when he's trading quite large sizes. So I think I sort of want to outline the risk just for the followers, really.
Okay, so let's move on to the next slide. So open positions with high RPT.
Yeah, so the RPT stands for the risk per trade. So on the far right, you can see the RPT, and usually you're looking at 4 or 5. Sometimes it goes up to just close to 10. So sometimes when he has a lot of open positions, the risk per trade could be running up to sort of 80%. Obviously, the stop loss is miles away. If he's trading the FTSE, he'll leave a stop loss at sort of 5,000. So it's fairly wide off. But still, the risk per trade is fairly high. So if there is a big crash, he's going to have a big drawdown. And you can see on the far left, the stake size. It does vary anywhere from, 20, 50, 30 pound a point, normally on sort of FX pairings. On the indices, it's normally fairly smaller, but this is quite a high risk trade. And he's got that many followers that I think followers need to be aware of what the risk is attached. Because, if someone who's got 4 months track record, it's tricky to just follow them, but he's got that many followers, so I guess it's just sort of outlining the risk.
Well, obviously, people have decided that he's quite good. That's the
obviously, but with 4 months, you can barely tell. I mean, someone who's up 40, 50%, could easily have a big drawdown of 20% in 1 month. So that's what we're trying to look at. And with a risk score of 9, that risk score usually is a warning. So to be honest, I could see this guy potentially blowing up in less than a year.
A stop loss, so what's going to happen? It's like, what's the worst?
If you have a loss, that's the thing. You've got to put the loss protection yourself. So if you're following in, the closest loss protection you can have is the 5%. So obviously I'm not saying that you should have a tight loss protection, but having a loss protection is definitely worth it just to mitigate any further drawdowns.
Okay, let's move on.
And this is a different trader. He's got about a year track record, which for me, I guess, a year is a sort of minimum track record to be able to judge him. Over 2016, it's been a good year to be able to judge traders at such volatile times. He's trading mostly the DAX, and he does sometimes trade a bit of silver, but you can see he's got fairly low volatility, fairly low drawdown, risk score of 3. So you could say that's towards the lower end of the bracket. And he's got about 1,200 followers. He's trading about 45 times a month. And you can see that this year he's already doing pretty well. He's up 12%, which is nice to see. And compared to the other guy, his risk per trade is normally a lot lower. Sometimes he does have a fair amount of open positions, but his risk per trade is usually a lot lower, sort of 1%, maybe below. And you'll be able to see in his transactions.
So let's move on to the
next it's a very steady equity curve. Though. I mean, there's nothing.
It does seem to be steady Eddie. I mean, it's nice to see. But up 12% already. That's not a worry. But someone who's up 8% in 1 month could potentially lose 8%. Even though that volatility is still fairly low, and he's got a nice sharp ratio of around 2.3%. So he's looking good, and he's getting a lot of more followers.
Yeah. So let's move on to the next slide and have a look.
So yeah, so this is just sort of his recent trade history. The main thing that I was sort of looking at is a take profit on the far right that you can see. A lot of his trades are being hit by that take profit. So you can say that his strategy is working, which is, it's definitely nice to see. Mostly DAX trades are normally very small stake sizes. Here you can see it's normally maybe 50p a point compared to the other guy who's doing maybe 30, 50 pound a point. So when you're following him, you can see that will relay back in proportionate to your account size. But it is, a lot lower risk, you could say.
Okay.
Nice to see.
So our final slide.
So, yeah, so this is the premium client bonus that I believe runs out end of April. And it starts anywhere between 10 and 50,000, you can get 10% bonus. Anywhere between 15 and 25,000, you can get 15% bonus. And anything above 25,000, you get 20% bonus. Obviously, it's not free money. The way it works is once you get the bonus, you have to generate twice the amount. So let's say you invest £50,000, you'll get a £10,000 bonus. Once you've generated £10,000 in all 10,000 pounds of spread, then you can withdraw the bonus. So that's your own money, I guess. So it's definitely transparent, no time expiry, and if you withdraw half the bonus, you can initial deposit, then you
you're really getting your spread back, you know.
Pretty much, that's kind of how it works. So any bonus you get, generate twice amount. If it's 10,000, 20,000, and there's no time expiry, which is nice. A lot of brokers push you to do it maybe 90 days, 2 month, 3 month, whatever it is, and that sort of forces you to trade more, which is not really a strategy. You should be trading at the back of your, you know, your own strategy, and if you think the markets are moving in the right way. So it's very
transparent. I suppose the other thing is you've got to trade well enough to be able to last.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're on the social side, if you're trading small size, obviously it takes longer. So it depends. You can trade yourself, you can use the following. So it's up to you. So, you know, recently we're seeing a lot of people taking up as much bonus as possible before sort of the FCA crackdown. So, you know, it's really up to you, I think.
Okay. Good. Federico, thank you. That's Federico Bentley there from Allende.